This health report is brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. A 62-year-old Toronto man begins 1 year of cycling every day today. He's in Inuvik, close to the Arctic Circle, and he's going to cycle to the tip of South America, the Antarctic, to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's research. Henry Lacroix says he was moved to do something after his young sister-in-law, Janet, was a married Toronto lawyer, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at the age of 56. You can follow Henry's journey at www.crazyguyonabike.com and type in Henry Lacroix, or on Twitter, you can follow him at Henry Alzheimer. KFC is serving up a big apology along with its bucket of chicken. The franchise is asking for forgiveness after an incident in a restaurant that belongs to KFC that drove a little girl to tears.
KFC is apologizing to the family of a three-year-old girl kicked out of a Mississippi restaurant because scars on her face from a dog attack were frightening other customers. Her grandmother, Kelly Mullen, says little Victoria was mortified.
I sit down at the table with her and started feeding her, and the lady came over and she said that we'd have to leave. We were disturbing her other customers.
She also says the little girl cried all the way home and is now afraid to go anywhere. KFC is promising to investigate and take action. It's also giving the family $30,000 to help cover medical costs. Karen Chase, ABC News.
A virus that has made tens of thousands of people ill in the Caribbean is moving to the United States. Chikungunya is spread by female mosquito bites and causes severe joint pain, fever, and even death. Rhode Island health officials now report 2 confirmed cases in their state. And in Tennessee, another patient has tested positive for the virus, and they were not traveling in the Caribbean. A new study on the effects of caffeine has doctors reminding parents to limit their child's intake. The researchers found that caffeine affects boys and girls differently. And while this is the first study of its kind, ABC's Dr. Richard Besser says that parents should monitor what their children are consuming.
There hasn't been that much research, and kids are not small adults, so I think you really want to limit this, especially since so much of the caffeine comes from sodas, and we know how bad that is for children and for adults.
And the studies published in the journal Pediatrics, it showed even low dosages of caffeine had an effect on blood pressure and the heart rates of children.